Where's Menashe?
No, Menashe's come back on Sunday, I think. Okay. All right. And do. Oh, so we brought the Maisa, the marshal of the Maisa, the marshal from the Zugu's child drowned in the pool. What's the shkoffer behind that? I'm not talking about how they're going to deal with this practically. The sugi, the lot push just because you learn this. Oh, now not everything's fine. Yeah, forget about the kid. Oh, now life goes. It doesn't work like that in Lamaisa, in the real world. But to understand first the Shiroshi, what are the principles involved? Is kiyopful, kiyipul anofful, anoiful mimenu. That's the clue. Whatever happened was destined to happen. Akonabol was magalgal to your doorstep because Hashem saw that you were going to do something you shouldn't have done that made you chayev. Hashem's magalgal was to your doorstep. And we said the same thing in Ruchnias. Choshuv ma'od at the bottom of Reish Nun Aleph. We'll go from there again. Lachzor al dvorim. It's important to go over it and get this internalized. Since this is all pre-designed by Kodesh Baruch Hu, you need to know who this child is. Not your child. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's child. And Hashem chose you to be the parents of this child. He didn't give it to someone. He didn't give it to the guy that gives classes on chinuch. It tells you what to say and what to do. When this child does this, you do that and you do that. What's he saying? Hashem made a mistake. He should have given me the child because I know what to say and do every time the child says and does something. No, Hashem gave you the child, not him. So and Hashem knows what he was doing when he gave you this child. In order to help this child to deal with the terrible misaynus and seductions that this generation has to deal with, when the parents know that Hashem gave them a very unique mission here, then you can step back. You're not so involved, your embarrassment's not involved, you're not so subjective, you can become a little bit more objective, and you can find the correct pathways to try and help this child. The best you can do. Once you've done the best you can do, well, then it's not your problem anymore, is it?
We have a mission, we can fail or we can succeed.
If you did everything you could do, again, the very important your soul, not just here. This is in everything in Judaism. There are three parts to a mission, the Chayvus al Avavah.
Is that? No, that was in Shah Gimel. That was a long time ago. I don't remember. You remember it? Too many lists. That's why you have to go over it 50, 60, 70 times. That's why we keep doing it. That safety is unbelievable. Safety is beyond Chayvus al Avavah. The more you learn it, the more you realize he was in another planet, another world. He was just a Rishon. So what were the Amorim like? What were the Tanoim like? He was a Rishon. He was a Rishon of Rishonim. The Rishonim learned Chayvus al Avavos. The Rosh learned Chayvus al Avavos. Lo Pashut. That's the only safe honor that has a skama from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To Pshutoy. There's a skama from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pshut. I don't need any other safe that does. You saw that skama? The Beis Yosef used to learn with the Malach. Yeah? And he wrote a book called Magid Meshorim. And in there he says the Malach told him to learn Chayvus al Avavos every day. That's what's coming from Hashem. What's a Malach? The Malach told the Beis Yosef to learn the Sefer. So the Sefer is coming from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. Chayvus al Avavos says everything you do, every mitzvah, whatever you do, there are three parts to it. There's the decision to do it, the Bechira, the Rotzon, the Bechira to do it. That's your responsibility. You can't say, I have betochen. If I wake up in the morning and Hashem makes me put on tefillin, I'll put on tefillin. If not, not. I have betochen that Hashem does. They cause, I think, tipshus or sichlus, stupidity or idiocy, whatever. You have to make decisions. The second thing is the mamets and the effort and whatever that you put into doing the thing. That's your responsibility. Whether it will happen or not in the end has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with you. Either Kodesh Baruch Hu will let you be Matzliach, he won't let you be Matzliach, but you can't be Matzliach. You can just do everything you have to do. Brisker Rov always used to say this. You only have to ask, you only have to answer. Did you do everything you could do? And I'm going to ask you, did it succeed, didn't exceed? Did you get an Esrog, didn't you get an Esrog? Did you do everything you could to get an Esrog? Whatever that everything you could is, okay, that's going to be in each case. Where, what's the everything I could have done? How much do I have to do? That once you've done everything you have to do, you can go to bed, you can sleep. That's what I told the other day when the Brisker Rov was in Warsaw. And Warsaw was being bombed non-stop, wall to wall being bombed. The Brisker Rov said that was when he slept the best. It was when he was the calmest. Why? Because it made no difference what you did. In other places where they were bombing, sometimes, mayor times, you have to make choices. Where to be, is it better on the first floor? Is it better in the Mahsan? Is it better to leave? Is it better to go? Is it better? But when there's nothing you can do, so then there's nothing you can do. That's chill. Where do our problems come in? In the Hishtadlers. Where do we have daigas? And we're supposed to do the Hishtadlers calmly because we know it's got nothing to do with us. You just have to do the Hishtadlers. So you go through the motion to do the Hishtadlers. No, that's the daiga. Our problem is always in the Hishtadlers. But when did you potter from Hishtadlers? When did you potter from Hishtadlers? Now you're true. What will be will be. Well, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's problem now, not my problem. My problem is to do everything that I could do. Look, Shlomo Lawrence told the Maisa. Well, the Brisker Rov, which was always makpik to use in the Moroccan Esrog. Yeah, child is about the Esrog, and she said, oh, whatever. Always makpik to try and get a Moroccan Esrog. Some oidik and maestro. Shomaran stole us over to teach this Yisod that he learned from the Brisker Rov. He was busy when they were busy with the, taking the girls into the army. So they got to the matzah where there was nothing else to do. They'd done everything they could do, and there was nothing left to do. So they went to tell the Brisker Rov this. There's nothing else to do. So the Brisker Rov told him this. No. I'm mixing up two stories here. Forget about the Esrog story. It's the same story, but it's not the story I want to say now. The Brisker Rov was very involved in the Gius Banot. Him and the Chazanish were the two Rabbonim at the forefront of fighting the Gius Banot. I got to the matzah in the parliament or whatever, Shlomo Rollins was the Chevne Knesset of the Gedolim. There was nothing more to do. It was over. It was game over. So I came to tell the Brisker Rov. So Brisker said, I want to tell you a story. I was the Rov in Brisk, as you know. They decided that they were going to make a choir in the shul in Brisk. A choir. Not because they wanted to enhance the tefillahs, but they wanted to start copying the reformim. The scholar was very, very chazak starting already in those days. And they put the They built a platform in the shul, and they were going to have a choir. I think it was one Rosh Hashanah. Briskov came to shul, and he saw what was going on. And he knew that it couldn't happen. He wasn't going to let it happen. So just before davening started, the Gabbaim told the choir to go up into the bama. The Briskov got up, and he told them to go down. So they went down. It's hard to imagine such a thing. See how bad it was in Europe before the war. The Briskov told them to go down. The Gabbaim went and sent them up again. Brisker got up and said, go down. They went down. This carried on a few times until the Brisker Rov said, I knew that I could only get up once more. I only had koach to get up there once more and tell them to go down. If they went up again, there was nothing I could do. But I knew that I could do everything I could do. It was like everything going up and that. Physically, mostly, Eloy Ala Koach was a very ill man, the Brisker Rov. Suffered terribly from asthma and whatever. He said, I knew that I couldn't get up again. So the Gavoyim sent him up. He got up once more. And he told them to go down. And as the Gabbaim told them to go up, and he knew, he sat down, he knew that was it. He lost the war. As the Gabbaim told them to go up again, one woman put her head through the curtain of the Ezra's Loshon and started screaming. What's a chutzpah? The world, one of the Gabbaim of the fire. There's a chutzpah. That's how you behave towards the Rov, whatever. Sit down, go away. And then, of course, they all went down, and that was the end of the story. The Brisker Rov said, you have to do everything you can do. No matter how illogical or whatever it may seem, everything you have to do. But once you've done everything you have to do, nothing to do with you anymore. No business, Shulchan. He told Shlomo Rollins, you haven't done everything you could do. Because you even have to do things which are logical and don't make sense. Even that you still have to do. He said, it made no sense me getting up and saying, go up, go down, go up, go down. Eventually, I was not able to do anything about it. I knew that I had a certain amount of time I could do it, and then it was finished. So why did I keep telling them to go down? Because you have to do everything you can, even when it doesn't make sense.
You know what to do.
Oh, that's our struggle. Our struggle is always in the area of what to do, how much to do, when. Not when you got somebody who's sick or whatever. He stutters, which doctor, where doctor to phone, where hospital, where, who to, Fira, Fisher, Ivo, tak, tak. You think you're doing something? This patient's health in your hands? Mitzad echad, you need to know that this patient is in your hands and his life depends on you. And mitzad you need to know, nothing to do with you. Nothing. Nothing. You have to do everything you can do. Everything. That everything goes way beyond what we normally think everything is. Okay. You did everything you could do? The problem is while you're doing is to maintain that hashkofer that I'm not doing anything, it's all a shame, but I still have to do it like that. I told you, I'm not. By the way, sometimes the best thing to do is nothing. Sometimes the thing you need to do is not to do anything. Sometimes the best ishtadlus in a certain situation may be just to step back. Chinuch, that's very often the case. You have a kid, whatever, so you continue doing it. No, sometimes you have to just, your ishtadlus is to with the peck and not do anything and not say anything. Sometimes you do something. No more should to know. Go visit somebody who's sick. Sometimes not visiting the sick person is the ikabika choyle. You may be too tired for visitors. Yeah, but I want to make a mix of bika choyle. No, mix of bika choyle is making sure that the patient is well taken care of. If you're being there, it's going to stop you being taken care of. Don't go. Rav Tatzman said, being a good neighbor knowing is knowing when not to be there as well. Doing bika choyle is knowing when to leave. Yeah, you're so busy doing bika chaylim that you could destroy the patient with your bika chaylim. There's a kachamon chokhma to be normal. Yes, okay. One of the problems that with problem kids, these parents feel guilty. They blame themselves for what's happening. Ha'irim miftachim b'machshove sheheim elu ashe holstres b'noi ve'viyo isam lematzava ruchni ha'iru. They blame themselves. I destroyed my child. I brought my child to this. L'maisa gam mahalach ha-chashiv hazeh einu meduyak ve'einu nachon. It's not exactly right, and it's not right. V'u'av olu la'avil ha-nezek. It actually caused more damage than it can help. If it was true, it's true. But it's not true, so why damage more? Gam ka'an ne'mar ha-klal ki yipul ha-noifu b'meinu. This kid's got to go through what he's got to go through. The child was going to go off. We don't know why, how, what. Which Gilgul this guy's in, what is the shaman needs, what has to happen, why, where, who, we understand. If you know why this neshama came into the world, okay, we can start talking to you. If you don't know why this neshama came into the world, and why does he have to go through all this nesoinus and whatever? No, you don't.
It's very hard for them to step aside because maybe that's what last prayer comes from. I'm sitting with the situation, particularly in these kinds of situations.
You know, that you'll be talking about.
Yeah.
No, first of all, what we're saying is yeah, no, but there's a step before that. There's a step before that. First, you have to know and understand that you don't know anything. You don't know why this child's in the world. You don't know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu has in mind for you. What is he saying? So what's going on? That's number one. We don't know. We don't know what his tikkun is. We don't know what this is going on. Okay? Whatever's happening to this child, the Kodesh Baruch Hu designed what's happened to this child. We said before, the mistake you made and the negligence and whatever, you have to do tshuva for that. That's for sure. Same as the parents who didn't close the gate. You have to do tshuva for not closing the gate. But once you've done tshuva for not closing the gate, what happened now has got nothing to do with you anymore. Stop blaming yourself. Stop walking around with somebody else's baggage on your back.
We blame ourselves for the things that happen to our children. I don't know any parent that does it. Show me one normal parent who says, "Mom, me? I was a perfect parent. Whatever happened to you, happened to me. I caught a ball." Everybody blames themselves to a certain, whatever the degree is. Everybody says, "Had I done better, I could have done this, I could have tried this, why didn't I do that?" We're Jews, you know, we guilt-wired machines. Everyone does. But we say, Zelo nachon. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's child, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu ought to look after. So you have all the tools you need to do whatever this child needs. The mistakes you make, that's right into the system as well. You made mistakes, do tshuva. But what happened to the child, happened to the child. Doesn't change the fact that we said above. Shalom bayis, a lack of shalom bayis causes harm to a child. Yeah, but a kosh boch who's magalgal is talking to us with. There's no shalom bayis. He's magalgin chayvel yedei chayev. Hashem knew this child had to be brought up in over. There's no shalom bayis. And he knew that there was going to be no shalom bayis. So he pulled it together. Ah, you do tshuva for your lack of shalom bayis. No, whatever happened, happened. You don't do tshuva in a lot of trouble. But not because of what you did to your child, because what you didn't do that you were mechayev to do. Whatever the situation is, you were supposed to go speak to the manahel and you didn't. And you spoke to the manahel, the derech hatev, everything would have been fine, and you didn't. So you blame yourself. I should have spoken to the manahel, whatever. I should have shot the manahel, whatever. I don't know, whatever the correct ishtadis is with the manahel of the chayev. Bribed him. I should have bribed him. I should have pushed, taken money, given him. Given him a bribe to make sure that my kid was taken care of. Whatever you should have done, you didn't do it. Yeah? Okay, so do tshuva. But to walk around blaming yourself for the rest of your life because you didn't do what you were supposed to do, that's why this child ended up there. You can't make parallel lines touch. Only Hashem can. Yitochem gamke, shelenashoma zu moi tafkidache, umisiba zu mutala lisboil tsaruchoni kol kavet. In Itani or Dad Ma, we don't know. I'll just tell you, sometimes you get a glimpse. Sometimes you get a glimpse into why something needs to happen. We don't always get it. We don't always see it. We don't always understand it. I am Isa Shahoya. I just want to switch this off. Alaina Dacha, Kodesh Baruch Hu Zeh Shebores HaNeshama. Kodesh Baruch Hu created this Neshama Yesh Me'ayin. V'hu Zeh Shenot HaBoy Sativit V'es HaDechofim. Akash Baruch is the one that made this child ADD or APP or ZBT or whatever whatever you want to call it, CBT. Akash Baruch Hu put in this child all these tears, all these dechufim, all these midas, all these, the same as he made you with all your stuff. Who's there? Sheziman Lifnes Hanishainas. Akash Baruch is the one that arranged all the encounters and Nishainas and difficulties he has. Who's there? Akash Baruch Hu was the one that put the bad friends that influenced him badly in front of him, or he was the one that influenced the friends badly. Why and how? It's not our business. Not your business. Whatever that means. Because that's wonderful. I'm off the hook. Kid, you bring up yourself. And I'm going to live my life. It's going to do with me anyway. You don't do that in business, and you don't do that in shidduchim. You don't do that in chinuch either. You're not potter. Hem kshurin ve'echlet lason aruchoni shepokanis bonom. You're intricately woven into the destruction, the ason. What's an ason? A tragedy that happened to your son. Ha'osen itgalgal lepischo shel mishpocha zu machmes yisrael shlusa b'nekudus miyusemes b'tchum ha'chinuch. This child came into your house, the same as the guy who fell off the roof, came onto your roof. Why? Because there was a neglect of some area. There it was the Micah, he had something to do with Chinuch. That they have to fix up. That they're responsible for taking care of. They have to do tshuva. You didn't close the gate. You didn't build a Micah. You have to do tshuva for that. That you have to do tshuva for. Ach yachad im zois ein zeh nachon lachshov shekeilu ani kekalti b'moy yodes b'ni. At the same time, you're not allowed to think, because it's wrong, that with my hands, I messed up my kid. Kilo ani arasti oto ruchoni. I destroyed his ruchnis. Zeh einu hashkofes ha-toyre. It's not true. It's sheker. Sheker. Because if not hashkofes ha-toyre, it's sheker. I told you it's not easy.
not easy. But it's now harder than knowing that when you go to work and you make your shalas for panasa, that the shalas you're making has nothing to do with your panasa. That's what I said. Good, good, good question. Why are you making your shalas? Why do you understand? According to the Chayim Salavavas, doesn't say that. Chayim Salavavas doesn't say that's why you make your shalas. He says, Yisraelim says what you say. Chayim Salavavas doesn't ever mention as the reason for your shalas. Never. Okay. We will be spoiled by it when we learn to. Be spoiled. Doesn't mention it ever. He brings three reasons, I think, there. They're short-lived. He brings three reasons why we have to make a status. He says, not an all incumbent in this, whatever. It could be he's working within the ghetto of Zez Bet Halechem. The klala. Why are you making a status? Because the Torah says you have to make a status. Because it's Zez Bet Halechem, or for whatever the reason, you have to make a status. Because the Torah says you have a chiv to make a status. For making status for health, is what Zez Bet Halechem? Why do you go to a doctor? Why do you go here? Why do you go there? Why do you shish there? The doctor's doing anything? Why do you take medication? The law will say klum. Chaim Salavava says the medication you take doesn't do anything. Wow. Yeah, it doesn't do anything. Yeah, I know that. The reason I take medication is because Hashem said so. But Hashem never told me to, I wouldn't. Because when I have a headache, I know the pill doesn't do anything. When I take a pill and the headache goes away, I know it's got nothing to do with the pill. Yeah? Who's holding there? And if the first pull doesn't work, you take another pull. Oh, that's a better pull. Your friend finds they've got a headache. You tell him, wow, these are family's new pulls taken. They're excellent. But you just said the pull doesn't do anything. Yeah, because I'm not holding there. I still think the pull does something the way as I think my status does something. Whether it's in Shiduchim or whether it's in Panos or whether it's in Rufo or any other area. You have to make ishtadlis because the Torah says you have to make ishtadlis. You were mitrashel in the ishtadlis, you have to do tshuva because you didn't do your mitzvah properly. But not because of the outcome of the thing. Those are the parallel lines. You killed somebody, you have to do tshuva because you killed somebody. But I didn't kill anybody. He was going to die, nothing. I had nothing to do with him dying. But you killed him. Oh, that's the stira. That's the paradox. And I said, that's a very difficult thing philosophically and whatever, and practically even to deal with. More difficult to tease those things apart. Let's just finish this section here. Because that's not a vibrations. On the contrary, the more the parents can move away, I don't know if you can ask a woman to do this, but at least we can start with ourselves. The more you take away these feelings, you'll remove yourself from the feelings of embarrassment, guilt, and you'll be able to come at this child clean, like this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's child, and you have a mission, you have to deal with him. You'll do your child the biggest favor because you'll be able to deal with him properly. Kholzman, you can step back and say, okay, I don't have guilt. I'm walking with this massive burden of interwovenness with the child. I have to, and I've got to change him. I've got to tuck, 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 tuck. You can step back and say, okay, now how do we deal with this? If this was the neighbor's child, how would I deal with him? How would I help him calmly, nicely? Do what you have to do.